we bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 11 year old, I be today. Yes, sir, Hannah and 11 year old. But instead of celebrating my birthday with a good rest, Satan, we got to go to work and tell the finish of that pretty love story we begun last time these folks was here. Let's see. You keep track of our romantic yarn, Satan. Where'd we leave off? That's right. We told about that nice young girl who was fixing to marry a young archaeologist fella, and how the girl's father, who was also in the archaeology business, discovered the statue of a heathen goddess that was buried in the earth. It was an awful lifelike-looking statue. And right while we left off our yarn, it seemed as if it had got mad and struck a man with its metal fist. Douse out them lights so's we'll have it nice and dark for the finish of our tale. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into them embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be back with us in France, where once them heathen roamings lived. Soon you'll see once more the bronze Venus. The bronze Venus.
It's an ill wind that blows no one good on her. If it hadn't been for Jean-Claude's bruises, Madame de Marsay would never have permitted you to help me complete this delightful task of scraping the encrusted earth from my Venus. She's used to me getting dirty, but she doesn't want our future son-in-law to follow in my sinful footsteps.
Well, if I didn't help you, no one else would. Your goddess has certainly struck terror into the peasants around here.
Well, they won't come within 100 meters of her now, even though Jean-Claude is far from dead as he claimed to be when he came to. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Very strange the way that accident occurred. I must consult an oculist about my eyes. I could have sworn the statue's arm lashed out in blind rage and struck him.
Georgette still maintains the reason for that rage was something I said about your beautiful bronze lady. Oh, it's all too ridiculous.
Of course it is. We're progressing splendidly. The upper part of my Venus is quite clean now.
She's a gorgeous thing, your Venus.
You admire her as I do, this divinity dug from the earth.
Yes. It's easy to understand why men of long ago adored her.
You and I are pagans at heart. We could adore her now.
Yes. We could adore her now. Look at her. The bronze seems to glow as we pay tribute to her beauty.
One could almost fancy that she smiled. Georgette and her mother are right. There is an illusion of life about this figure that's often startling.
Yes. Oh, it's caused by shadows in the sun, I suppose.
It couldn't be anything else.
Oh, confound it.
What's the matter?
You know, this ring. So thick and heavy, I can't hold the scraper properly.
That's the wedding ring you're to give Georgette on Friday, Venus Day.
Yes.
You owe me a debt of gratitude for advancing your marriage to that afternoon. Finding this lovely goddess was too good an omen to be disregarded.
I can't work any longer with this ring on. It's cutting into my flesh.
Well, shake it off.
Where shall I put it?
What's the matter with your pocket?
Well, there's a hole in each of them. I'm still a bachelor, you know. I see the perfect place. The statue's outstretched finger.
Perfect. And another good omen, Ori. Your wedding ring will be blessed by the goddess of love herself.
Yeah, well, if they're out of the way, I can certainly use my hand more freely.
But beware, Henri. With that ring on her finger, Venus may think you've married her.
Fortunately, the thoughts of a bronze lady are very unimportant.
Yeah, but for that face, if she were more than bronze, what a jealous fiction she'd be. And inside that ring is inscribed in Latin, yours forever. Latin was her language.
And I refuse to worry about that. Say, we must be getting to work in earnest if we hope to find an inscription.
If there is one, it'll be here from the base where I'm working.
We should have begun there.
It was your idea to clean the upper body first.
I know. I wanted to see how she really looked. She was so beautiful, even underneath the dirt. So beautiful. So beautiful.
Sorry.
Well, Georgette is coming to join us.
Darling, I thought you said you wouldn't come near our goddess again.
I don't want to. But I'm not going to let her take you and Papa away from me altogether.
Oh, sweetheart. As though anything could take me away from you for long.
Don't. Please don't say anything nice to me when she's so close.
Georgette.
I know, I'm foolish. It must have been coincidence that Jean-Claude was hurt by her when you said you cared more for me, but I'm afraid of her somehow.
But that's so utterly ridiculous.
Molly, look.
What?
An inscription.
No. My scraper just uncovered.
Oh, let's see. Where?
Here, here. Now we shall learn something of my Venus's history.
It's badly worn, very faint.
You can make it out with your young eyes.
I think I can. Yes. It reads, Cave Amantum.
Cave Amantum. That can be translated, beware of him who loves you.
No, wait. The more likely translation is, look out for herself, yourself, if she loves you.
You're right. That's it.
It's no more.
Not another word.
Look out for yourself if she loves you.
Well, that doesn't tell us very much.
Oh, yes, it does. Hurry, come away. Don't stay near her any longer.
Oh, Georgette.
Oh, please, please, keep away from her. She's more than metal. She looks almost alive. And she's bad, cruel. Oh,
darling.
My child.
My ring. My wedding ring is on her finger.
Oh, well, it impeded my work. I
put it. You said it would only leave your finger for that of your wife's. And she has it.
She's only a statue.
She's more than that. She's the symbol of a goddess. People built temples to her. She was worshipped, honored, feared. Her worshippers are dead. But maybe thoughts don't die. Perhaps the shadow of their faith still lives. Perhaps the power it gave her lives.
Child, such talk is madness.
I don't care if it is. Hurry. Don't let her have my wedding ring.
Well, I'll get it at once, dear, since you wish it.
How quick. Hurry. What's the matter?
Well, it's stuck. It won't come off.
Oh, poor heart.
I am. Something has changed here.
Changed?
Yes. When I slipped the ring on, this finger was straight.
Venus has closed her hand.
She won't give back your wedding ring.
Francois, come in here and shut the door.
We shouldn't leave our guests just before the wedding.
Wedding? It's more as though a funeral were to take place here today.
No, it's the storm that has depressed everybody's spirit.
No, you know what's caused it.
Because the hand of my statue was accidentally bent so that ring can't be taken off. There's no reason for everyone to be in a state of superstitious terror.
I've been your wife for nearly 30 years, Francois. You can't hide your fears from me.
Helene,
you know the metal finger that no file can touch was not accidentally bent.
I don't know how it happened.
Oh, what are we going to do? Henri has acted like a man in trance today. It's as though some awful spell was on him. Georgette is pale and trembling. She looks ghastly in her bridal dress. Fear is eating all our hearts.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, nothing. We simply imagine things, that's all. We imagine things now. And our imaginations play us tricks.
And that pagan goddess in our garden is not imagination. I can see her from this window. And as the lightning plays about her, she looks like some fiend of hell.
But she's only a metal statue. Just a metal statue that can't do any harm.
Listen. Francois, that sound is coming from your Venus.
Oh, it's caused by the rain beating at her copper sides.
It's been raining for hours. We haven't heard that sound before.
Oh, it's raining harder now. That must be the reason for that sound. There's nothing else to cause it.
It's growing louder, as though she wanted someone to hear, as though she was calling someone.
Elaine, you're talking madness.
Oh, Francois, I'm so afraid for Georgette and the man she loves.
My dear. Come in.
Presence is required. The curé is ready to begin the ceremony.
We shall come at once, Mary. Yes. Dry your tears, Helene. Everything will be all right. Come, my dear. The curé is waiting for us.
Yes. Waiting to perform a marriage. On Friday. Venus Day.
Henri-Michel de Saint-Clair, wilt thou take Georgette Cécile de Marseille here present for thy lawful wife according to the rite of our Holy Mother the Church?
I will.
Georgette Cécile de Marseille, wilt thou take Henri-Michel de Saint-Clair here present for thy lawful husband according to the rite of our Holy Mother of the Church?
I will.
Join your right hands and repeat after me. I, Henri-Michel de Saint-Clair, take thee, Georgette Cécile de Marseille, for my lawful wife.
I, Henri-Michel de Saint-Clair, take thee, Georgette Cécile de Marseille, for my lawful wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health, until death do us part.
In sickness and in health, until...
Henry!
Until death! 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 No! Venus, I am yours forever!
Henry!
Venus! Your bridegroom is coming to you!
Stop him! Henri, come back!
He ran out of that storm!
He's going to that statue!
No!
That statue is moving!
His arms reach out to clasp him!
Your bridegroom, Venus, has come for his embrace!
He's in her metal arms! She's crushing him to death!
Henri! Henri, my darling!
Georgette!
Henri! Henri! My sweetheart!
Venus Day. Venus Day. Venus Day.
Another pretty love story to tell ya.